it's on DeMarcus Robinson. You're supposed to basically stem back to that play. And I know he kind of moved in the throw went out, and you know, Mullins fell down, you know, and he got up and made a good play. You know, so, but it ended up being on Robinson. Now, I'm not an expert in the route combination or anything like that, but my guy said that Robinson was supposed to stem out and sort of be in that position where Mahomes threw it.
When you're looking at quarterbacks or kind of grading them, how difficult is it sometimes to decide if it was a receiver, if it was a quarterback, like who's at fault in a play like that?
Well, usually you've seen enough of these plays where you can kind of get an idea, and that's, you know, that's really where the opinion sort of is on a play like that.
Cool. So Raiders, we talked a little bit about the Raiders defense, especially at the end of the game, and maybe a couple decisions that could have been different. Why were the Raiders so successful on offense yesterday?
I think they match up so well with Kansas City's defense. There's like, you know, I don't know if you guys, you know, on basketball teams, you have like a backup player and you're like, there's like a backup center that can only play against other big teams but can't play against small teams, you know, and like, I feel like Daniel Sorensen is one of those players that I think in 14 out of the 16 games, he can be a plus player for Kansas City. But against the Raiders, he can't play, you know, because he's just not athletic enough to sort of match up with Darren Waller, who is, you know, probably one of the, you know, sort of best, you know, athletes at the position. I know Kelsey's great, but like Sorensen yesterday in coverage, 4 out of 6 into his coverage, 72 yards, he gave up a touchdown. He did have that last pick, but that was kind of a gimme. You know, the Chiefs in the secondary are very solid. They don't give up big plays. You know, the Raiders kind of had to move the ball methodically yesterday through the air, but they're not athletic. And the Raiders receivers, you know, Henry Ruggs, I think, is getting some flack. But if you watch the games, he's taking the top off of the defense, and there's players are wide open underneath him. I think he makes a difference. And then Aguilar's, you know, the drops are always going to be an issue with him, but I think he gives more than he gets. And that's good. And Josh Jacobs is a physical runner, and the Chiefs linebackers are not good either. So it's just a really good matchup, I think, for the Raiders. And it's one where, if I think about it, you know, I look at the playoffs. If the Chiefs are facing the Ravens or the Steelers, I actually think they match up better than if they face a team like the Raiders, frankly.
Derek Eager, Pro Football Focus, is with us. Make sure you sign up for one of the subscriptions. All the stuff is dynamite. You can get, you know, a yearly subscription for under $50. So you got to check it out at pff.com. So Carr's back there, and he was highly entertaining, you know, real vocal, especially in the fourth quarter. Was he actually doing anything when he was yelling all that stuff?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I do know that those things mean something, but I think, you know, to be honest, we've seen him improve every single year under Gruden. I do think he's getting very, comfortable. And, you know, my colleague and friend, Bruce Gradkowski played for the Raiders, played for Gruden also in Tampa Bay. You know, he said that this has been, you know, basically Gruden's best relationship with a quarterback. He said, he always joked because Bruce started probably 10 or 12 games for Gruden. He said, you know, John, he dates quarterbacks, but he doesn't marry them, right? And it's almost always been like, you know, it's almost always been the Jeff Garcia for a couple of years or the Brad Johnson for a couple of years. And, you know, that was starting to trend that way in Las Vegas, right? Because they signed Mariota to a relatively good deal as a backup. And Carr has simply outplayed that stature, right? In year one, wasn't good at all. Year two, he was great for the first half of the year and kind of petered off. And he's been basically consistently good this entire season. And I would say consistently tough, too. That game in Cleveland, I thought was going to be a game where, you know, historically Derek Carr would just kind of fold. And he was the toughest player in that game. And I think, you know, he's going to get more comfortable. And I think he's going to, you know, kind of own that offense. And for the first time in Gruden's head coaching career, he's got a quarterback who I think is going to be his guy.